Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour record service with record locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. A two-vehicle collision in Sanilac Township sent five people to the hospital Friday afternoon after a driver reportedly experienced brake failure. The Sanilac County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened just before 3:30 p.m. at the intersection of Washington and Ridge Roads. Investigators say a 33-year-old Lexington woman driving a Ford Explorer Sport Track was unable to stop at a stop sign after her brakes allegedly failed. Her vehicle was then struck by a westbound Chevrolet Impala. The SUV driver and her two young daughters, ages 2 and 3, along with the 65-year-old driver of the Impala and her 63-year-old passenger, were all transported to McLaren Port Huron for medical treatment. Authorities report that everyone involved appeared to be wearing seatbelts and the Impala's airbags deployed during the collision. Emergency responders from several local agencies assisted at the scene. The incident remains under investigation and no additional information has been released. And a Harbor Beach man was injured Monday morning after a single vehicle rollover crash in Sanilac County's Forester Township. Authorities say the 62-year-old was driving a 2014 Jeep Compass south on North Lakeshore Road shortly after 10:20 a.m. when the vehicle left the roadway and struck a driveway embankment near Russell Road. The impact launched the Jeep into the air before it overturned. Emergency crews from the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office, Sanilac EMS, and the Deckerville Fire Department responded to the scene. Firefighters removed the driver from the wreckage, and he was transported to McLaren Port Huron for medical treatment. Investigators report the Jeep's airbags deployed, and the driver was believed to have been wearing a seatbelt. Officials have not released details on the extent of his injuries. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. When we come back from this Oak Beach Auto sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has six modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a two-vehicle traffic collision was reported at approximately 9:23 a.m. on June 19, 2026, along North Van Dyke Road. According to the incident report, one vehicle was traveling northbound in the outer lane when a second vehicle traveling northbound in the inner lane attempted to turn into a parking lot and collided with the first vehicle. The drivers were identified as an adult woman driving one vehicle and an adult man driving the other vehicle. No injuries were reported, and both vehicles remained drivable following the crash. The report indicates the investigation was completed at the scene, and no further details were immediately released. And another two-vehicle crash was reported at approximately 12:16 p.m. on June 19, 2026, again along North Van Dyke Road. According to the incident report, both vehicles were traveling northbound when one vehicle changed lanes and struck the other vehicle. The first vehicle sustained damage to the front right side, while the second vehicle received damage to the rear left side. The drivers were identified as one adult woman in her 20s and an adult woman in her 70s. Authorities reported that no injuries occurred and both vehicles remained drivable after the collision. The investigation was completed at the scene and no additional information was immediately available. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today.